This is the Valley Outdoors, and glad to have you guys with us. We're going to have a fun show today. It's Ava and I shooting solo today.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Don's off to the northern reaches.
Yeah, did he come back or did he just stay up there?
He just stayed.
Oh, well, that's the way to do it.
I know. He's up there fishing right now, and we'll just talk very briefly about our trip
okay. And
all the fun and games that went on there. So stay tuned. A whole lot to talk about when the Valley Outdoors returns. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Hey, Ava.
Hey, Eric.
Wow. That's a good start. It's nice to see you, not necessarily nice to be back.
Tell us about the trip.
The trip was fantastic. Just finished up this week up at Ashkenham Resort with everybody up there from the prize drawing that we had. Fish with us.
Promotion, yep.
And it was unbelievable. Super fun. Great guys to go fishing with. Everybody was... You had to be flexible because, you know, the weather was not as can be the case. It was warm enough, but we had 25 to 35 mile an hour winds. Well, I shouldn't say 25. Yeah, a couple of days it was 25 to 35. Some days gusting to 40. But we fished through it and made the best of it, caught fish. Even though we were in difficult situations, it was good. We got to rotate everybody, got to fish with everybody.
Yeah.
And the four guys, Gene and Chris and Jason and let's see who else. Oh, yeah. Joe. They were all good. And three of the four caught personal bests, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, you showed me a picture of that nice one.
Yeah, so we'll be posting all those. I just put a teaser on the Facebook site this morning. So a lot of fun. Really, it was crazy cool. Ashkenham Resort, great facility. And it's kind of nice. The only place you can get phone and internet is at the lodge. So mm-hmm. You kind of get once you get used to it, it's shutdown time because nobody is getting phone calls or anything like that. So it's kind of nice.
Well, that's actually
protected marina. You don't have to worry about, you know, boats bouncing around and wind or anything. So
yeah, but sometimes it's nice to like actually not able to take phone calls.
It was nice.
Disconnected. Just be in the moment.
Yeah, it was nice. So I, you know, text people. And you send the text, and it's in your phone until you, believe it or not.
Till 7 o'clock at night.
Well, we were out in the lake. As soon as you got out to a certain spot on the lake,
it would all send.
And then you get all of your texts and stuff at one point.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, don't move. And I just drive right through the spot. I just keep going. It was past the visitor center on the lake.
Yeah.
As long as you're there, you're like, okay, in contact, not in contact.
Yep.
So, but it was a good time. We will provide all the details when Don is back with us.
We can't talk about it until he's here.
Because it's going to be so much fun.
I know some stories, I'm sure.
Oh, my.
I'm looking forward to them.
This is my get back. If he ever was going to try and say anything about my fishing, this is my
turn. This trip was it?
This was,
I'm excited.
This is my deal.
It's always fun to give Don a hard time.
Oh, it is. And I'm going
to
rail it right up.
I've
got a list. Top 10 things that Don did on the fishing trip.
That we need to talk about.
It's going to be great. It may be top 5. I don't want to go to 10. I feel like I'm picking on him at that point. So we'll just go to top 5.
We'll go to 5.
Yeah, we'll stick with 5. But one of the things that really was proven out is kind of like we were able to go and almost into turn. I went into tournament mode pre-fishing, trying to figure out a bite, figure out tactic, figure out that kind of thing. And one of the things that really came up was you had we downsized. We were originally doing slow death rigs with the shorter leads, which is a single hook and a night crawler. And then we switched. I said, we're going to have to give them more
and give him a lot more food, meaning size, the crawler size. And so we did a two-hook harness with a long distance between the hooks, which and a little tiny spinner on it. And that was it, with a bouncer. And the reason we had to go with a bouncer was it was so windy, you could not keep a consistent pull or sure. stay on the bottom unless you had 2 ounces of weight. And usually 2 ounces in a slip sinker doesn't work so well. So that's the only issue we had. So, but it worked well from that standpoint. It was good with the wind. It was.
Yeah. How was the wind? Was it like really bad or not so bad?
It was, let's just say 25 difficult? To 35.
Okay. I was going to say.
Yeah.
Over 20.
Yeah, and of course it would always come from the northwest or the west, and we dodged thunderstorms and yeah. So, but it, you know, they hadn't had rain for a month, and then we got up there and it rained almost every day. But it was not a, you know, torrential washout most every day. But yeah, it was good. But again, keeping those baits downsized, or the hooks downsized and the rigs, so that you can connect with these fish is a big deal, and it really worked well for us as far as changing up that bite and. A lot of fun. It was a good time. We tried for some pike and some crappies, but the wind got so strong you couldn't really even cast. It was that difficult.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
You had to stick with the trolling bite, but what do you do? You know, that was a good time. But just keep that in mind as the bite gets tough, just downsize and change some tactics to improve your catch.
There you go.
Yep. So things that make you go, story. Massachusetts toddlers were attacked by a coyote in two separate incidents within minutes apart.
Oh, what?
Yeah. A coyote roaming Massachusetts town attacked two toddlers in separate incidents only minutes apart, officials had stated. Officers from the Arlington Police Department were called in at about 5:40 this last Sunday for a report of a child bitten by a coyote. The girl, 2 years old, was in the yard of her home, and the coyote approached, bit her, and dragged her. It was not clear what prompted the animal to flee the yard. Approximately 10 minutes later, police responded to a second report of another girl, also two, who was attacked in a second incident, they said. And the coyote approached the toddler, scratched her while she was in the yard of her home. Neither child is believed to have suffered life-threatening injuries. It's about 7 miles south of Boston. So, what? Boston. And they believe the same coyote was behind both attacks.
Okay, I was going to ask.
So, third report was last month when a 5-year-old suffered a coyote bite while playing outside. Authorities are urging the public not to feed the coyotes and protect their pets from them as well. They encourage people to spend time outdoors, advising that the regular presence of people is a deterrent for coyotes
right.
to visit. So,
I'm assuming these 2-year-olds were supervised.
I would think, but again, they're in their own yard.
I know, but I wouldn't leave a 2-year-old alone in my front yard or yard or whatever.
It could be a fenced yard. You never know.
Still, they're 2.
You never know. I would assume so, but
they didn't say.
We had a video a long time ago that showed a child was wandering around. The coyote stalked her, and as soon as the parent turned around the other way, it was different away from the corner, mm-hmm. and then poof, gone.
That's probably it.
Speaking of gone, we're not gone. We are going to be right back. We're going to be talking to JR Civic, seeing what's going on in Lake Minnetonka, what kind of transitions and things you can expect when you head out there for your next fishing trip. Stay tuned.